The building is an arms depot. This early Baroque armory was designed by architect Antonio Solà. Its construction began in 1642. The armory was fully completed in 1647, when the weapons and armor were installed. A specially drawn up inventory listed 89,619 weapons, suits of armor and accessories, as well as 425 kilograms of small items. By the turn of the century, this figure had grown to an unbelievable 189,156 objects, plus 2 tons of ammunition. Although it is important to point out that not all of these objects were kept in the armory itself, but were distributed over several depots. Decorating the Herrengasse facade, two figures illustrate the contents of the building. Mars and Minerva, the gods of war, flank the entrance, which is crowned by a Styrian panther. The coats of arms of the 5 men made responsible for the construction, the date 1644 showing the completion of the building's shell, and an exploding grenade complete the ornamentation. While towards the outside world the building presents its imposing solid walls, on the inside we still find the creaky floorboards dating back in part to the time of its origin. They serve throughout as both floor and ceiling. Originally, each story had a distinct layout designed to accommodate the particular weapons and armour stored there. Until the end of the 18th century, handguns were stored on gun racks on the first floor. The shelves on the second floor contained light cavalry armour. On the third floor, wooden panels placed crosswise held infantry armours. The fourth floor provided special frames for storing pole arms and edged weapons. Everything was very closely packed, meaning that huge quantities could be stored. In 1880 and 1881, the original interior was deemed too dilapidated and replaced with the current shelving system. Only the racks for the halberds and pikes on the fourth floor remained in their original state. Security at the armory once included rigorous restrictions to access. Only a few people were allowed to enter the building when it was still an active arms depot. The number and kind of weapons stored at the armory was a well-kept secret. Only those charged with the organisation of the defence of the state, the custodian, the 4 master gunsmiths, the metal workers, and the weaponsmith were permitted to enter. The armory was a military prohibited area, not open to the public and not a warehouse in today's sense of the word. Even skilled experts would only be shown the arms and cannons outside of the armory.